Welcome to our devotion from the Psalms. Before we jump into the particular psalm that we're going to consider today, just a quick reminder about Hebrew poetry. Unlike English poetry, where we use rhyme and meter for emphasis and memorability, Hebraic poetry uses repetition and structure. This is key in hearing the message of today's psalm. Notice as we read how the psalmist structures the psalm in such a way as to give us the main point. Repetition is then used to emphasize his message. Psalm 67 was probably meant to be sung, but the tune has been left in history, and you're better off without me trying to sing anyway. So let's read. If you'd like, you might want to read the psalm out loud along with me. Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face shine upon us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that the ends of the earth will fear him. Verse 1 is a prayer that's well loved. The Israelites knew it from Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 to 27, where the Lord says to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you're to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace." So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. The church too has repeated these words down through the ages as a prayer and a benediction. There are three key parts to that short one-line prayer in verse 1. The first is a prayer for grace and mercy. That grace and mercy that every sinner needs if they're to avoid being destroyed by the righteous anger of a holy God. And then there's the prayer to be blessed, to have God show favor to his people. For the Israelites, this was rooted in the promise of God to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. The Lord had said to Abraham, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you." In Galatians chapter 3, verses 7 to 9, Paul links believers to the same blessing. Understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham. Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announced the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. The third part of the prayer is for God to make his face shine upon us. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 15, we read, "When a king's face brightens, it means life. His favor is like a rain cloud in spring." What a privilege to have God go beyond grace and mercy, beyond blessing, to acknowledging and enjoying our presence. Imagine in this time of uncertainty, chaos and trial, if God were to turn up and answer this prayer in its fullest. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us. The prayer is repeated in verses 6 and 7, even referencing the success of the economy. The land yields its harvest. God our God blesses us. May God bless us still. Surely all that remains to be said is amen and amen. Sadly, too often, this is where God's people stop, comfortable in their blessed state, enjoying the blessing of being the favored people of God. This was and is, however, never God's intention. And the psalmist captures this powerfully. Verse 2 and the end of verse 7 remind us that the reason why God would answer the prayer of grace, blessing, and favor is so that the world would know of his greatness and his goodness. Verses 3 and 5 are in our modern language a chorus, a refrain. May the peoples praise you, O God. May the peoples praise you. Note the plural of people. This is not a call for the people, singular, of Israel to praise God, but the peoples, plural, of the earth to praise God. Why would they do this? Why would the Gentiles, the non-Jews, praise the God of Israel? Because God was never just the God of Israel. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, the promise of blessing to Abram is rounded out by these words, and all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. In Galatians 3, verse 8, Paul says, all nations on earth will be blessed through you was the gospel in advance. And the psalmist captures God's heart for the nations in the central verse of Psalm 67, verse 4. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. Combined with verse 2, the psalmist says the reasons why the nations can be invited to be glad and sing for joy, to praise God, are that they too can have a knowledge of his ways. They too can experience his salvation. They too can experience his justice. And they too can be guided by him. God's plan for his people is to bless them, so that they can be a blessing to others. The people of God are to be a channel of blessing to those who are not yet the people of God, a confused, lost, hurting world, is to see in us, the people of God, the salvation, the guidance, and justice of God. As we observe the injustice and pain of the systemic racism that's present in our world and is currently in the news, we cannot ignore the fact that our God is a God of equity and justice. While we pray for blessing, and we certainly should, we also need to recognize that we are already blessed. We have a knowledge of the glory of God. We have experienced the gracious salvation of the risen Christ. God desires to bless us, and he has blessed us. But equally, he longs to bless the nations of the world. As long as there are those who do not know his love, we cannot relax and simply enjoy his blessing. God wants to bless us. God has blessed us. But who are we blessing? I have two questions for you this morning. What blessings have you experienced from God for which you can be grateful? And then secondly, who is being drawn nearer to salvation, the knowledge of God, the justice of God, the guidance of God, because of you? May God richly bless you, so that the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you.